Okay, today is Daf Peches. We are on Daf Peches. We're going to start by the fifth, one, two, three, four, five, seventh line from the top, where it says Omer Belazar. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas Baruch Yehuda, Ben Yosef, Yechiel, Michal, Tanisharim Shav and Leah. So Omer Rebbe Elazar. My Dichziv, what does it mean? It says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'holchu Amim Rabim, many people are going to go. Many people are going to go. V'amru, they're going to say, L'chu v'nal el Beis Hashem, el Har Hashem, let's go to the Har Hashem, el Beis Yaakov, to the house of Yaakov. El Beis Elokei Yaakov, to the house of the God of Yaakov. Elokei Yaakov, alo Elokei Avram v'Yitzchak? It only means Yaakov, and what about Avram v'Yitzchak? They're also the God, right? They're also the Avos. Ela, the answer is, Loka Avraham shekasev bohar. Not like Avram Avinu, who called the Makom Mitzvah a mountain. V'lo shenemar, like it says, Asheyomar hayom bahar Hashem yebra'eh. Right? Not like that. V'lo ki Yitzchak. Not like Yitzchak. Shekasev bo sadeh. That he called the Har Bayis, or it was referred to him as a field. Shenemar. V'yitza Yitzchak l'suach basadeh. No, not like that either. Ela ki Yaakov. Shekaru bayis. He called it a house. Shenemar, like it says, V'ikuras shem ha-makom ahu, base kill. He called it a house. That's why when Yeshaya refers to the Beis HaMikdash, he refers it after Yaakov. So there's many pshatim. What does this mean? Some say because the mountains and fields are outdoors, and therefore they're there's no containment of them. They're just there. A bias is something that's structured, that gives you focus. Many people say a vart like that. Listen to this vart. I'm going to read it inside. It's not long. V'nira l'farish. This is by the Chelek Levi. I don't know who that is, but he was bigger than me. V'nira l'farish. Ki yeshna manashim. You have people. Shekash lehem leilich erev vavoker lebeis haknesses. They don't go to shul. Hard for them to go to shul. Pam, right, the Beis HaMikdash is a Beis HaKnesses. So it's a gathering place for Jews. Pam, yatsim hasheleg. The snow stopped them from going. V'ageshem, rain, kor, it's too cold. Hachom, it's too hot. Every excuse. Upam osik b'malachto, and they're going to work. They're busy with work. V'yomer, and they say she ain't itosav b'yad aleich lebeis haknesses. I don't have time to go to shul. I'm busy with that. After going to work, hine l'anashim eile yesh lomer shebeis haknesses hu beinayim kahar. To them, the Beis HaMikdash, the going to shul is like climbing Mount Everest. It's climbing Mount Everest. Shekash alalos olav b'chol yom. They can't do it. Who's going to climb Mount Everest? Can't do it. V'od yeshna manashim, there are other people, listen to this, sheyelchlu omnam mide yom yom b'yom ol beis haknesses, every day they show up. Three times a day they show up. Avo yidmu b'levavchem ki zeh yotzi deichel vasam. I did, I'm such a good guy. I went to shul. That's what I do, I go to shul. Right? Leave me alone, I go to shul. Vim yomru lehem sheyavdu gam avodos at staka. So why don't you give a little staka, do something else? Lo Yovu, not interested. What do you want from me? I go to shul. I'm a shul goer. What do you want from me? It's amazing, right? The shul to them they treat like a sada. Why? Because when the oni cries out in the field, who hears them? Nobody hears them. Shenemar, like it says, ki basada motzasaka dara hamarasa v'emoshila. Right? The girl cries out in the field. Nobody hears that. Because out in town, who knows where? V'gam anashim eila aydei sheyusuch lebeis haknesses himself from shein tarach l'amlushim matzakas ani. Kilo haya basada. I'm like in the sada. I don't have to listen to the ani. I don't have to listen to anybody else. L'chein amr chazal lo ka'avram shekatzah bohar. That's not what the Beis HaMikdash is. Lo ki yitzchak shekatzah bo sada. Ela ki Yaakov. Shekaru bayis. That's a great part. It's from the Chelek Levi. Again, I don't know who that is. But it was bigger than me. Very nice? Obviously, it's a drush, but this Gemara, there's no pashup. What's the pashup shot of the Gemara? What does the pashup shot mean? Not like him, but rather like him. So you have to give an explanation.
So the Maharshad, the article putting in Maharshad, says that the Ha of Abraham, that's the first Beis HaMikdash, which disappeared. The field, that's the second.
Correct, and the third is a bayit. So why a Har and why a Sada? So it still doesn't really, like, why? I understand the first, second, and third.
Because they're temporary structures.
Why is this higher temporary structure? I mean, Mount Everest has been there since day one, no? Oh, whatever, it's fine. It's good. So that's a little bit of a... Again, some say that, some say, like I said, there's outdoors and they're like, no, there's no structure, there's no, not structure, there's no focus.
Right.
The house, okay, very nice. Very good. I'd say something on that, no? The Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Gadol Kibbutz Golias, Kiyom, Shenivru Bashmayim Varetz. The day of the ingathering of the exiles is going to be as great as the day as creation. Shemar, like it says, V'yikabtzu b'nei Yehuda, b'nei Yisrael Yachtov, V'samu lehem Rosh Echad, V'olim in the Aretz, Ki Gadol Yom Yezriel. It's a great day. Uksiv V'yev Evoke Yom Echad. So the Chassam Zofer says, so understand, every time the word Yom, we'll make a Gzir Shav, V'yev Evoke Yom Echad. Because there's Yom in that Pasuk, the day of Kibbutz Golias is a Yom. Okay, so what's the connection? Right? So the Chassam Sof, the Marsha answers because it says it like this, Vayer Vayevoker Yom Echad. What if one just would have said Vayer Vayevoker Echad? Because it doesn't even make sense, Yom. Vayerev Vayevoker, it was evening and it was morning, one day. So isn't the word Yom, so he says like this, Yom Echad is, what is Yom Echad? And we said not Yom Rishon. Right? We want to make it not Yom Rishon. Grammatically, it should have said Yom Rishon, but it says Yom Echad. Why is it Yom Echad? Because only Hashem was alone in the world. So the Medrash says, because the Malachim weren't created yet, Yom Echad. So only Hashem is in the world. Same thing over here. The Pasuk says, Rosh Echad. Isn't it Yom? It's Rosh Echad. Only one. Only Hashem is going to do that. That's the connection. Not every time there's a word Yom, we'll go, oh, whatever that Pasuk says about Yom, it's like my separation. Not at all. Because it says Rosh Echad. So Marsha says, okay, very good. Now back to earth. The Mishnah said that a yasom sheshachtu alav apotropsin, let's say a yasom, an orphan, has two guardians taking care of him. And each one shechs the Korban Pesach for him. They didn't speak to each other beforehand, and each one thought it was his responsibility. So they shechted two. So what does the Gemara say? What does the Mishnah said? The Mishnah said that each one, the Yasum can eat with either one he wants. Either one he wants. So the Gemara says, Shmasmina Yesh Breira? So does that mean Breira? In other words, on Erev Pesach, at 10 o'clock in the morning, no, like the 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the first guardian shechted. 2 o'clock, second guardian shechted. They both come home with Korban Pesach, and the Yasum says, that one looks tastier. I'm going to eat from that one. So when he says that, that means retroactively that was the one that was shechted for him? That's what it sounds like.
Well, they both had in mind that the would be there.
So, but it's only...
In the case of the woman that you have to, she has to decide at the time.
Oh, exactly. So, first of all, we never say Breira on a D'oraisa.
Right.
We never say such a thing. That retroactively, it's determined that this is the one. We don't say that. So what's going on here? So Amar Zera, nothing to do with that. Se labayis mikol makom. It says in the Torah that a se labayis. What does that mean? So Rashi says way up on top, Rashi says, Ish balabayis yikachenu l'chol b'nei beso. The balabayis b'shech the Korban Pesach for his household. They don't have to know about it. They don't have to be involved. Especially if they're minors. They don't have to be involved. The father has them. The father's doing it for them. They don't have to be busy. They don't have to be busy with it. It's not their job. You understand? It's not their job, and therefore they don't have to know. See, this Yosef doesn't have to know. He could be, okay, oh, that one's fine, that one's also fine. Doesn't make a difference. Whenever they shechted it for him, they had him in mind. He doesn't have to be in mind also. So the whole thing about Breira doesn't apply. Tanu Rabbanan. Now let's talk about that. It says Sela Bayis. Malamed. Sha'adam mevi, a person can bring, Vishochet, and he shechts, doesn't have to ask them permission, Ayde Beno Obey Saktanim, his young kids, under Bas Mitzvah. For the avdol v'shivchasu akananim, and for his avodim kananim who have the status of women, the halachic status of women, bein midaita and bein shalomidaitim. They can know about it. They don't have to know about it. It makes no difference. Avol ena shochet al yidei bno bita gedolim. You have a 20-year-old son living in the house with you. He has to know. V'yidei avdol v'shivchasu ha'ivriim, or an eved a shivcha who are eved ivries. They're full-fledged Jews. They were poor, whatever it is. They stole. So now they're sold. By the ishto, or even your wife, elamidaiton. They have to know. They're full-fledged adults. They have to know. Tanya idach. Another bride says like this. Lo yishchar adam al yidei. Lo yidei b'no b'itim ha'gedolim. can check for your adult children, or your Eved Ivriz, the Ishto, or your wife, Elami Daiton. Well, then they have to know. Now, they could just say, listen, go to the basic, go do whatever you got to do. I'm not arguing with you, I'm not fighting with you, just go do it. So that's already das, right? Avol Shochet, who are the Bno Bit Maktanim, but if they're minors, you don't have to consult them, they don't have to know, they could be sleeping, it makes no difference. Vayde Avdo Veshivchas HaKananim, or Eved Kananis, Bein Midaiton, Bein Shalo Midaiton. Whether they know about it or not. Doesn't make a difference. Now, the Kulan, and all the cases, Sheshachtu, where there's a shechita done for these people, Vishachat Rabban Alehen, and the Rav checks for them, Yotin Bishal Rabban, they are included in their masters, then Yotin Bishal Atzman, not including their own. And Eved Kenani can't bring his own carbon Pesach. And if he does, it doesn't count. Chutz, except for Mene Isha, except for a wife. She yachola limchos. She could say, I don't want to be part of my husband's carbon Pesach. He's a lousy guy. I don't want to be part of his. Right? She could do that. Rashi says that a wife is allowed to say to her husband, I'm more of a success than you. You're a loser. You don't have to support me. I'll take care of myself. Don't leave me out of your finances. So she could say, I'll bring my own carbon Pesach. She could do that. Maisha Isha. Why is a woman different? What about some 20-year-old son who won the lottery? He doesn't need his father. Why is he different? He's not in Echanami. Amar Rava, you're right. Isha v'chol d'dami la. It doesn't mean a wife only. It means anyone who's an adult. So if you have a 20-year-old son who says, you know what, I'll make my own carbon Pesach with my friends. He could do that. He's an adult. He has the right to do that. Just like a wife can do that, so too a son can do that. So, now the Gemara says, one second. Hagufa kasha. This whole Bryson now is contradicts itself. Amarta first it said, chutz mina isha, she yichol limchos. A woman's different because she can protest. She has the right to say, I'm not interested in you, you're a loser. I'll do it myself. She can say that. Taima, the reason is, demachi. Because she has the right to say that. Hello, machi. But if she didn't have the right to say that, nafka bishel baila. She will be yotze with her husband. Right? Normal home, she'll be yotze with her husband. Right? Vakatani reisha, but then it said in the reisha that lo ayidei ishto elami daiton. That the only way your wife can be included is if she knows about it. So it's a little bit of a contradiction. First it says, she has to know about it. Then it says, she doesn't have to know about it unless she protests. Which one is it? Does she have to know about it or not? Does she have to have das or not? It's a contradiction. So, hastama, which means stam, lo nafki. She's not going to be yotze. Right? Now, she didn't protest. Well, her husband wakes up in the morning. He says, you know what? I'm just going to go to the... My wife's still sleeping. She was doing so much cooking last night for Pesach. I'm going to go to the Beis Hamikdash. I'm not even going to tell her. I'm going to surprise her with the carbon Pesach. So, is that good or not? One half of the bride says, that's fine. One half says, not fine. Which one is it? So my elami daiton. What does that mean, elami daiton? She has to know about it. What does that mean, she has to know about it? Lav de omri in. Lav. One second. How do you read this? Lav de omri in. Right? She doesn't have to say, yes, you go. She doesn't have to say that. Ella bistama. In other words, stam. A stam wife is going to be okay with the husband being home, carbon Pesach. A stam wife doesn't care. That's what it means. Stam wife is fine. Except, la fuga hechad amalo. Unless she said to him, I don't want you bringing carbon Pesach for me. I don't want that. That's a different story. But stam, of course stam's included as daitan. Of course. Okay. Then it says, v'hakulam sheshachtu v'shachat rabban alehem Yotzien b'shal Rabban. One second. Yeah. V'hakulam shachtu Rabban. V'shachtu Rabban aleihem. But we said all these people, if they shachted, and then the master shachted, Yotzien b'shal Rabban, they're counted among their Rabban, the bestama, because bestama they want to be included with their masters. V'katani chutz min ishim b'shin echol limchos. Except for a woman who can protest, which means that even if it's stam, shan included. El Amarava, no. Kivin Sheshachtu, right? Ein Lachamicha Gadol Mizeh. No, because when a wife shechts her carbon Pesach, that's the greatest protest of all. She demonstrated, I'm on my own. So if she doesn't say anything, of course, she's included in her husband because we said Stam is Das. Right? Go, you do it. Go take care of it. She doesn't care. If she shechts her own carbon Pesach, of course she protested. Well, you don't have to say, hey, hereby I'm protesting, here's my own carbon Pesach. So that's how you that's how you resolve all the steers. Fine. Then we said, Eved shel shnei shutfin, if you have an Eved that belongs to two partners, he can't eat the carbon Pesach from anybody. Why not? So the Gemara says, because we assume each one, I'm not letting you go to him. You can't go to his Seder. Another one says, you can't go to him. He's stuck by me. So he can't go to anyone. So Rami Leir of Eina Saba Leir of Nachman. Rami Sama brought a stira. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Eved shel shnei shutfin, an Eved belongs to two different partners, lo yachol mishel shneim. He can't eat from either one. He can't eat from either one. I have a Tanya, there's a brisa that says, Ratzim mizeh necha ochel, Ratzim mizeh ochel. If he wants to eat from one, he can eat from one. If he wants to eat from the other, that's whichever one he wants. So how do you answer that? So Amalei, Eina Saba, in the eye of the elder, Vamilei or Pasya Ukma, black pot, Mini uminach testayim, Shmaitza. We're going to figure out the answer. And the answer is, Masnisan de bide kapti. Our Mishnah is to Ahadadi. Our Mishnah were the masters are machbid on each other. The masters are machbid. Right? So I said, I'm not letting you go to him. The Eved's stuck. He can't go anywhere. Brysa, the low kapti Ahadadi. The Brysa, the master doesn't care. You want to go to him? So go have a good time. Want to stay by me? Stay by me. Doesn't care. So then the Eved can be Yotze. Okay? Now, we said like this. Now what about another case? That was a master, a slave, in Eved, owned by two partners. Misha chetzio Eved, v'chetzio ben chorin, but if he's half slave and half free, lo yochal mishal rabo. He can't eat from his rav. He's really, what do we say? Yeah, he can't eat from his rav. Now, how could someone be half slave and half free? How could that even be possible? One owner died, or one owner freedom. There were two partners and one owner freedom. So he's half slave and half free. So he can't eat from, I think the Mishnah said he can't eat from either. What did the Mishnah say? He can't eat from anyone, right? No, he can't. Misha chetzi ever chetzi, no, it just says Yo'ochel Mishal Rabo. He can't eat from his master. That's all it said. Fine. So now we're going to get to, we have this Gemara like 20 times in Shas, where it says, Mishal Rabo hu de lo yochel, he can't eat from his master. Avo Mishel Atzmo Yochel. But from himself, he can eat his own carbon Pesach. Votanya, we have a brisa that says, Lo Yochel, Lo Mishel Lo, Lo Mishel Rabo, but he can't eat from either one. He can't eat from himself, and he can't eat from his master. So how do you reconcile that? A guy who's half slave and half free, what does he do? The Mishnah said he can't eat from his master. Then the brisa says he can't eat from himself either. So, Lo Kasha. It's not a kasha. Khan, the brisa was Mishnah Rishona. The brisa was originally, in the Mishnah Rishona, which was the original opinion of Beit Hillel, Rashi says, Mishnah Rishona, a few lines from the bottom, Kodem Shechazru Beit Hillel, before Beit Hillel changed his mind. Beit Hillel originally thought that you could, a person who's half slave and half free can exist in the world. He can exist in the world. One day he works for himself, one day he works for his master. One day he works for himself, one day he works for his master, Shabbos he's off. 3 days for his master, 3 days for himself. And Shabbos he's off. So Beit Hillel thought there could be such a person. So such a person like that, right? The Braisa said, so 1 second, Kodesh Shechazu lo yachal mishal atzmo, v'nei she'en chelek avdo nimshach achar daito. So he can't eat for himself. Why can't he eat for himself? Why can't he eat his own carbon Pesach? Because he's half an Eved. So he's stuck. So that was an original thought, Beit Hillel's original opinion, that was what he thought. That's what the Braisa is talking about. Khan, our Mishnah is talking about, Mishnah Achrona. After Beit Hillel changed his mind, as Rashi says on the last Rashi over there, Hoel ubi yadenu l'shachro, we have to free him. Hare hu kiben chorin, v'ochel mishal atzmo. He's like a free man, eats his own. Right? What's this Beit Hillel changing his mind? And now we're going to explain it. So, before Beit Hillel changed his mind, There was a brisa out there that said Basil's original opinion, which was the guy's stuck. I'm sorry. The guy's stuck. He can't eat for himself, and he can't eat with his master. With his master, right. Now, our Mishnah was talking about after Basil changed his mind, and now he can eat from his own carbon Pesach. He can't eat with his masters, but he can eat from his own. What's going on? Ditnan. Well, he's not going to be an Eved anymore, because he's going to be freed. Misha Chetu Avdo V'Chetu Ben Chorin. If someone's half and half, Avdo is Rabo Yom Echad. He works one day for himself. V'etz Atzmo Yom Echad. One day for his master, one day for himself. Monday he works for his master. Tuesday he works for himself. Wednesday for his master. Thursday for himself. Goes back and forth the whole week like this. Divrei Beis Hillel. That's what Beis Hillel said. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai says, Takantem Es Rabo. You figured out a way to make the master happy. The master only owns half of him. So he's working half a week. That's fantastic. But he didn't figure out himself. What does it mean, he didn't figure out himself? Who could this guy marry? Right? He's stuck. Lisa Shifcha, to marry a Shifcha, in a Yachal. You're not allowed to. Shekvar Chetzio Ben Chorin. He's half free. So he's not going to marry a Shifcha Kananis. Only a full every Kanani can marry her. You're half a Jew. Lisa Bas Chorin, to marry a regular girl, in a Yachal. Not allowed to. She Adayin Chetzio Ben. He's still half an Evid. Yivatel, you're gonna not, he won't be a bachelor? That's not right. Follow Lo Nivra Olam El Pru Revu. But the whole reason the world was created was for Pru. The whole reason the world was created was Pru Revu. Shema, like it says, Lo Tov Baro L'Shevus Yitzara. The world was not made to be empty. Hashem didn't make a world to be empty. So you gotta fill up the world. This guy can't marry anybody. Ella, rather, the Tikkun Olam, for the purposes of Tikkun Olam, Kofin as Rabo, we force the master, who owns half of him, the Osa Osa Ben Chorin, to free him. The Kus of Shtar Al Chati Damav, he gives him a shtar on the half that he owns. The Chazir Beis Hillel Lahodos Kibei Shammai. And Beis Hillel said, you know, you're right. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, you know, you're right. And therefore, I'm changing my mind. And therefore, the Eved's going to end up being free. So when our Mishnah said that he can't work for, he can't eat the Karban Pesach with his Eved, not even going to be an Eved. The master has to free him. And therefore, the master will free him. He can eat his own carbon Pesach like every free man. Someone asked that question. Yeah. Someone earlier than you, once upon a time, asked that question. I don't remember the answer. What? What did he say? Homer la'avdo, if someone says to his Eved, listen to this Mishnah, say, v'shachot olai es ha-pesach. Do me a favor. Go shech me the carbon Pesach. Now, a Pesach could be either a goat or a sheep. V'shachat gidi, and the master didn't, I don't know if he told him, the master told him, he didn't tell him, the shliach went and shechted him a gidi. Yochal, let him eat it. Shachat tle, if he shechs him a sheep, yochal, let him eat it. Right? Shachat gidi utle, if he shechs both, he wasn't sure what the master wanted. Doesn't want to displease him, so he brings both. Can't have two carbon Pesach. So Yochal ben Arishon. You can only eat from the first one. The first one of the Shechta, there's nothing wrong with it. And the second one, I don't know what the second one's going to be. You can't eat it. Only the first one. Shachach ma'omer lo rabo. If the master told him one of them, but he forgot what the master said. What did he tell me? I don't remember. So, Ketzad Yasa, what do? Yishchot Teleh Ugedi. Do both. The Yomarin say like this. Im Gedi Amali Rebbe. If the Gedi is the one my master wanted, then the Gedi Shalo, V'Teleh Shali. It'll be mine. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean mine? It's an Eved. How does he have an independent money? The Gemara is going to ask that question. V'im tleh amali Rebbe, and if my master told me to bring a tleh, then the tleh shalo, the tleh is going to be his. V'gedi shali, the gedi will be mine. I got out of that one. That's easy. Now the last case, shachach rabo ma'amalo, if the master forgot what he said, he told him one thing that he forgot. Now what do you want from the Eved? Now we have problems. Shneim yotzim lebeis ha-sreifa. He's going to shech both, but they both can't be eaten. Neither one can be eaten. Maybe it's the wrong one. So neither one can be eaten. But the master will not have to bring a Pesach Sheni, because the Pesach Rishon was good. For a technical reason, we can't eat it. But that's good enough that you brought it, and you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says. Or Rashi says, because Pesach has to be Lishma, and birds don't.
Okay, so they eat both.
You can't eat two carbon Pesach. That's the problem. You can't eat two.
Well,
you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that.
No, but the second one is not.
The Gemara's going to ask that question. We're going to talk about it. So Rashi just says over here, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, the Shechita v'Zerika ba'al Yisahi. The Shechita and the Zerika, there's nothing wrong with them. They were good. They were good Shechitas and good Zerikas. Chada Ahai v'chada Ahai. The Kamishmaya guy, Hashem knows which one was good. Hashem knows which one was good. So therefore it's good. But you can't eat either one. You don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Okay? Because Hashem knows. Okay? So the Gemara, as Rashi says, the Gemara is going to say that. Now, the first cases were easier. So Pshita, it's obvious. Shachat Gedi L'Yochel. What did the Mishnah tell me? That if he shechted a Gedi, he should eat it. The master. What should he do? Well, why not? So Gemara says, no. Afagav de rugel b'tle. There was always tle in the house. The master might know. He really enjoys tle. But he didn't say anything to me. And the gedi was I didn't have to wait. The tle, there was a 3-hour wait. So I got the gedi. So you know what? That's fine too. And the same thing with the other case. Shachat b'tle yochel. What the master said. If he shachs him a tle, the master should eat it. Of course he should eat it. No, the answer is the same thing. Afagav de rugel b'gedi. Even though the gedi is much more common in that household, for whatever reason, the master, the slave, the eved got him a tleh, so he did tleh. Shachat gedi u tleh. He shachted both because the master, the eved wasn't sure. So yochel min arishon. Does the first one. Vatanya ein nimden al shnei pesachim ke'echad. You can't have two pesachs. You don't have two carbon pesachs. So you can't have two carbon pesachs. So what do you mean he shachted two? It doesn't even make any sense. Right? Rashi says, look at the Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara. Ein nimnan al shnei pesachim ke'echad. Lechol b'shas achilim echad mehem shi'irtza. You want to, I'll pick which one I want. Marcel, look at the next two words in Rashi. The ein breira. There's no breira. He'll bring home a goat and a sheep. And I'll decide, oh, which one looks good? Which one looks better? Whichever one I say, that's the one I wanted. No such thing. Can't do that by Karban Pesach. Can't do that. Ein breira. V'chibay l'meichal. You want to come eat the Karban Pesach. Dilma b'shas shchita l'havidaiti aleha. Well, at the time of the Shechita, I wasn't thinking about that one. My das wasn't on that one. The Hilkach lo achel. V'zeh shehimnes rabo shnei pesachim rabo samach alav hech yochel min arishon. How can that work? So we hold on a dor, but on a doraisa you can't have brera. Karban Pesach din doraisa. Those errors. It was Shechita time. It was never a Shabbos. It was never a doraisa. No. So you hear what's going on? You can't do that. So how could he do both? And then we say it's the first one. So Masnisin, the answer is Bimelech Uvamalka. The answer is that the master doesn't care. He doesn't care. The Gemara uses a lashon of Melech and Malka because of a story that's going to happen in a minute. What the bottom line is, the master didn't care. That's the pshat. He doesn't care. He tells him, whatever you do is fine by me. So he did both. So the master doesn't care. It's no question of brira. It shows it's the one I wanted. He didn't care what he wanted. So the answer is the first one is the one. The first one he shechted is the one. The second one, that was a mistake. Shouldn't have done that. That's what it means, melech u'malka. The master doesn't care. If he doesn't care, then there's no brira. There's a retroactive, this is what I wanted. He doesn't care what he wanted. So once you say that answers the question. There's no brira. So which one is going to be the good one? The first one. Why not the first one? Okay. V'atanya. You have a brisa that says that. This is a brisa ben Yehuza. Ein nimn al shvi pesachim ke'echad. You can't have two carbon pesach. You can't, no such thing. Ma'isa b'melech u'malka. There was once a story with a king and a queen. She'amru l'avdei. It doesn't mean the king and a queen. It means, you know, special people. Rich chashava people. She'amru l'avdeim. They said to their servants, Tzu v'shechtu lanu es ha'pesach. Go shech for us a carbon pesach. I'm not going down there getting myself all dirty. You go do it. Fine. V'yatzi, the Evan went. V'shachtu alein shnei pesachim. They brought two. Ba'alu v'shalu was hamelech. They went to the husband. Say, which one do you want? Go ask my wife, whichever one she wants. I don't care. They went to ask the wife. And she said, whatever Gamliel says. I couldn't care less either. Whichever was the right one. It's the rabbi. Whatever the rabbi says, I'll listen to him. I don't care. I have no preference. They want to ask Rabbi Gamliel what to do. Since the Malach and the Malka doesn't care, then the first one, they don't care. There's no bravery here. Then he answered a funny line. He says, Anan, but us, who do care, lo yachal, lo manarishon, lo manasheni. We couldn't eat from either one. Because we do care. Then you have to come on to Breira. There is no Breira. So then we're stuck. So interesting, no? For sure, another story. Pamachas, one time.
Does that mean that the Shakhtin was not done with Shema or something like that?
It was done with Shema. The problem is he can't have two. So he's saying, so the Melech didn't care. The Malach, no one cared. So if no one cared, there's no issue of Brira. Nobody cares. Brira is only when you care. No one cares. So if no one cares, which then the first one. But we go, but we care. We care. So if we, if or if someone cares. So if someone cares, you're going to have to resort to Brira. And you can't do that. Therefore, no, you have no Karban Pesach here. Now another story. Shuv Pamachas, another story. Nimtes Halta, the Beit HaMikdash B'Chayim. There was some kind of lizard in the kitchen. There was a lizard in the kitchen. Now a lizard is one of the eight shrotzim that metame when it's dead. Bikshu l'tame kol suda kula. They wanted to be metame the whole suda. Bo b'shalo was hamelach. They went to ask the husband. Amalehem l'chu b'shalo samalka. So go ask my wife. What do you want from me? If the dead sherets find out when it was dead, when they saw it, all the questions. Bo b'shalo was hamalka. They went to ask the wife. Amr, she said, Lahem, l'chu b'shalo samalka. So I don't know halacha. Let's go ask the rabbi. Whatever the rabbi says. So Bo b'shalo was. So they went to ask the rabbi. Amalehem b'shalo was hamalka. So Rabbi Gamliel said, wait a minute. You know, lizards are very, very slow. They don't move sometimes. Was that a hot kitchen or a cold kitchen? So Amrullah Rasachas, it was hot in there. So Amalahem, Lechuvi, Tilu, Aleh, Kod Shaltonin, take cold water, freezing cold water, pour it on the lizard. And the lizard moved. Meaning it wasn't dead. It wasn't dead, the lizard. The whole thing was not a shayach. Vitar, Rabbi Gamliel called so dekula, and the whole suda was tar. Because only dead animals are metame, not live ones. So the sheretz was alive. It looked dead. Sometimes it thinks it's dead. You think it's dead, but it wasn't. Then it comes out. Melech toli b'malka. The king relies on the wife. The husband relies on the wife. V'nimtes malka toluya b'Rabbi Gamliel. And she relied on Rabbi Gamliel. V'nimtes kol suda toluya b'Rabbi Gamliel. The whole suda was hanging on Rabbi Gamliel. What is the purpose of mentioning the story? I don't know. Like, what's the point of the story? What? No, nothing is metame when it's alive except for human beings. Only human beings metame when it's alive, right? No other creature in this planet is metame when it's alive except for human beings. Only when they're dead. Not alive, except for human beings.
The message is when in doubt, ask your local Orthodox
rabbi. Exactly, exactly. Now, Shachach, we say the Shachach Masha Amalo Rabbo, if the Evan forgot what the master said, so what does he do? He brings both. Right? No, I'm sorry, he brings both, and then he makes it tonight. Whichever one the master wanted, that's his, the other one will be mine. So mine? Shali? What do you mean mine? Masha Kana Evan Kana Rabbo. How does he have money to buy his own animal? Where do you get the money from? Whatever he owns, the master owns. He has no independent bank account. How'd that happen? So I'm a rabbi. No, here's how it happened. Listen to this. He always goes to the same guy who sells the animals. He goes to the same animal store. And that animal store is very appreciative. Because this guy can go anywhere. But he always shops by him. Always gives him the business. So therefore, he tells the guy, listen, I made a huge mistake. My master told me, and I forgot what he said. So do me a favor. Give me a second animal. Give me a second animal. The second one will be mine. This way my master is not going to be upset at me. The owner of the store would rather do that, not to lose the business. So he'll give up a free animal, not to lose the business. Umakni lechad minayhu, he'll be makni one of these animals to the servant, al menashlo ein l'rabba v'shosbo. On condition that the Rav doesn't own it, you're allowed to do that. It's worth him to do that, he doesn't lose the business. And that's what happens. And that's how the Eved gets a free animal out of this. And the right one goes to the master, and the other one he keeps for himself. That's how this happened. Then we said, Rab Shachach Rabo Mash Amar. If the master forgot what he said, then you're stuck. Then you're stuck. Why are you stuck? Because you can't have a carbon Pesach that nobody knows anything. Nobody knows. Which one is it? No, the master doesn't know. You can't rely on Brera. And the master forgot. So he's never going to know. So you're never going to have a carbon Pesach. Now, Hashem knows. Rashi Hashem knows. So you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But the master doesn't know, and therefore he can tell them they can eat. Now, Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Lo Shana, all that is true, only El Shashachach Achar Zrika. If he shechted after the Zrika, the Ba'idna de Izrak Dam Havichazel Achal. Because at the time of the Zrika, he could eat one. Because then he remembered. Avol Shachach Lefne Zrika, but if he forgot before the Zrika, what did I tell that guy? I totally forgot. It was before the Zrika still. The Chiazrik Dam, when the Kohen did Zrika, lo havichazi l'achila. There was no achila. Chayavin las was Pesach Sheni. Then the Pesach Sheni is required. So when is the Pesach Sheni not required? If he forgot after the Zrika. He's sitting there the whole day shuckling away, saying all his Yihirat Zones about the animal. And then at 3 o'clock he forgot. After the Zrika, he forgot. Does that have to be a Pesach Sheni? Because Hashem knows. But he can't eat one because he doesn't know. But if he forgot before the Zrika, then there was never a shechted on his behalf. Because he didn't have any das, and therefore you have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Make sense? Ikedibasni la Braisa, some say the Braisa on the following vort. Chamisha, some say that a bio is on the following vort. Chamisha shenetz arvu oros pischei and zebezeh. Five people mixed up their hides of the Karban Pesach. They got mixed up. And one of them had a wart, which means the carbon had a mum. So the whole carbon was no good. One out of five. Which one? We have no idea. Because all five, they mixed up all the hides. So we don't know which one it was. Kul and Yatzil Beisach Reifa. None of the five could be eaten. But Petur Milas was Pesach Sheni. But none of them have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Does that make any sense? Amar Abaya, Losha, that's only true. Elishin is Arvul Achar Zrika. If they got mixed up after the Zrika. Ah, the beidna the Izrak dam miyahavi chazil achila, because it was right at that point. Avol this arvul if nezrika, but if it got mixed up before the zrika, chayavin lasos pesach sheni. Then you have to bring a pesach sheni. Now, the question is, one of the five is not good. So why doesn't one have to bring a pesach sheni? And the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. We're not going to get to it. The Gemara is going to ask, it's impossible for him to bring a Pesach Sheni, because we don't know who it is. We're going to answer it tomorrow. Why can't one bring a Pesach Sheni? But before we get to that, we don't know which one. So the Gemara said, they should all bring one together. You can't do that. One, they should make it on Tanayim. You can't do it. None of these are going to work. The Gemara is going to have a whole few suggestions how to get one to bring one, and it's not going to be an answer. Why you can't bring one. Before we get to that, Naman Damasni Amasnisin, Koshkin Abraisa. If you hold That the Zrika issue goes by what's it called? By the case of the master forgetting, then for sure the hides got mixed up. Man demasni abraisa avol asmisin no. Maybe you could hold that the master is okay even if he forgot before the Zrika. It's not such a raya. The kibud sheruninu da'imidgar havichazil achila kameshaya gaila. Since Hashem knows, maybe that's enough to save you from ever being a Pesach Sheni, even if you forgot before the Zrika. By the case of the five people, which we're going to do tomorrow, by the case of the five people, there's nothing you can do. Right? Nothing you can do. It doesn't. If it's before the Zrika, then it's a problem. But by the case of the guy, since Hashem knows the whole time, maybe it could be that by the case of the what's it called? By the case of the of you forgot, maybe before the Zrika, you still wouldn't have to bring a carbon Pesach because Hashem knows. So not necessarily true. Now the next, Amar Mar, now we're going to go back to the case of the five people. Why one of the five didn't bring a carbon Pesach? One of the five had a mum. We don't know which one. So why doesn't he have to bring a Pesach Sheni? Well, which one is it? So that's what we're going to figure out. What should we do in that case? Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.